3. The Cro-Magnoid Blue Man. The ancient centers of the culture of the Blue Man were located along all the rivers of Europe, but only the Somme now flows in the same channel which it followed during pre-glacial times. While we speak of the Blue Man as pervading the European continent, there were scores of racial types. Even 35,000 years ago, the European Blue races were already a highly blended people, carrying strains of both red and yellow, while on the Atlantic coastlands and in the regions of present-day Russia, they had absorbed a considerable amount of Andonite blood, and to the south were in contact with the Saharan peoples. But it would be fruitless to attempt to enumerate the many racial groups. The European civilization of this early post-Adamic period was a unique blend of the vigor and art of the Blue Men with the creative imagination of the Adamites. The Blue Men were a race of great vigor, but they greatly deteriorated the cultural and spiritual status of the Adamites. It was very difficult for the latter to impress their religion upon the Cro-Magnoids because of the tendency of so many to cheat and to debauch the maidens. For 10,000 years, religion in Europe was at a low ebb as compared with the developments in India and Egypt. The Blue Men were perfectly honest in all their dealings and were wholly free from the sexual vices of the mixed Adamites. They respected maidenhood, only practicing polygamy when war produced a shortage of males. These Cro-Magnon peoples were a brave and far-seeing race. They maintained an efficient system of child culture. Both parents participated in these labors, and the services of the older children were fully utilized. Each child was carefully trained in the care of the caves, in art, and in flint-making. At an early age, the women were well-versed in the domestic arts and in crude agriculture, while the men were skilled hunters and courageous warriors. The Blue Men were hunters, fishers, and food-gatherers. They were expert boat-builders. They made stone axes, cut down trees, erected log huts partly below ground and roofed with hides. And there are peoples who still build similar huts in Siberia. The southern Cro-Magnons generally lived in caves and grottos. It was not uncommon during the rigors of winter for their sentinels standing on night guard at cave entrances to freeze to death. They had courage, but above all they were artists. The Adamic mixture suddenly accelerated creative imagination. The height of the Blue Man's art was about 15,000 years ago, before the days when the darker-skinned races came north from Africa through Spain. About 15,000 years ago, the alpine forests were spreading extensively. The European hunters were being driven to the river valleys and to the seashores by the same climatic coercion that had turned the world's heavy hunting grounds into dry and barren deserts. As the rain winds shifted to the north, the great open grazing lands of Europe became covered by forests. These great and relatively sudden climatic modifications drove the races of Europe to change from open-space hunters to herders, and in some measure to fishers and tillers of the soil. These changes, while resulting in cultural advances, produced certain biologic retrogressions. During the previous hunting era, the superior tribes had intermarried with the higher types of war captives and had unvaryingly destroyed those whom they deemed inferior. But as they commenced to establish settlements and engage in agriculture and commerce, they began to save many of the mediocre captives as slaves. And it was the progeny of these slaves that subsequently so greatly deteriorated the whole Cro-Magnon type. This retrogression of culture continued until it received a fresh impetus from the east when the final and en masse invasion of the Mesopotamians swept over Europe, quickly absorbing the Cro-Magnon type and culture and initiating the civilization of the white races.